person.
CanadianThinker.com, FreddieP.ca. Which do you prefer, Freddie, for your blog?
CanadianThinker.com.
CanadianThinker.com?
CanadianThinker.com.
Okay, simple as that. That's where you can get updated on what's going on in the life of a very important man to at least three people back east.
That's right. That's right. My wife, my daughter, and my son.
Yeah, there you go. So, Freddie, how are you this week?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing well. Before we talk hockey, which is always a favorite topic of both you and I, we got a guy coming in here, a big rock star. He's coming in like an hour from now, Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Slash.
Really?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Now, just to put it in perspective, I guess. I mean, Freddie, back in the 90s, radio station we worked at back east, we didn't play a lot of Guns N' Roses. So it amazes me to hear who knows who he is when we drop the name. Like, my parents, my dad's 90. I said, hey, Dad, Slash is going to be coming into the studios. And he even knew who I was talking about.
Did he really?
Yeah, he knew who Slash was. He said, yeah, he's that guy with the funny hat.
Isn't that something? Well, he probably sits there and watches all those entertainment shows. And
oh, Jesus. Well, I guess you got to do something when you're 90, right? So
I can only hope that I reach that age, I guess.
I still don't know if that's where I want to go. If I want to go that far, but
why?
Well, you know, that's a long time, Freddie, and you got to think that I don't know about you, but you know, the age I'm at right now, things are starting to go south. You know what I mean, buddy? And it's like I don't know if I want to be here for another 45, 50 years.
But what do you say to your dad? Does he listen to these bits? Because that's nice. He's 9. I don't know if I want to go there. Don't want to be like the old man.
Well, I would be honestly, Freddie, the politically correct answer would be to say I would be proud if I was half the man my father was, but or is. But to be honest
be
with you,
you'd be proud if you were half a man.
Yeah. Oh, you son of a bitch. Before this turns into a slinging match, let's talk a little bit about the Vancouver Canucks. It's their 40th year this year, Freddie. And although they have not won a Stanley Cup, I was thinking to myself the other day watching a commercial for, they've got a commercial running out here, you know, showing some of the great moments of the Canucks over the past 40 years.
Really?
And well, yeah, it's only a 30-second commercial, Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you, though, that I'm thinking to myself, as a man from back east like you are, I'm thinking to myself, well, at least in the last 20 years, maybe 15 years anyway, at least they've gotten pretty damn close. Closer than the Leafs, anyway.
Yeah, they've made the Stanley Cup final, what, twice in their history, is it?
Twice in their history, and they lost in Game 7 in 94, which people cannot forget here.
And then I think it was 82 they went to the Stanley Cup final and lost wearing those clown suits, right?
That's right. In Chicago, I think it was the Chicago Blackhawks that year.
No.
Am I wrong?
Have been the Hawks, because the Hawks just won their first Stanley Cup.
Yeah, this is true. But
you know, they lost to the Islanders.
Oh, it was the Islanders. That's
yes.
Right. My bad. Sorry about
maybe
that.
Maybe I should move to Vancouver.
Well, maybe you haven't had the day that I've had, Freddie. But anyway.
Neil, I'll tell you something about the Vancouver Canucks. I remember, I'm a man of that age, where I can remember when they were an expansion team. They came into the NHL in 1970 with the Buffalo Sabres. And I do believe their first captain was Orland Kurtenback,
I think you're right.
And they had those great sweaters. You know, the Canucks are a franchise that they've screwed around too much with their sweaters. That's what I'm going
to
say.
Yeah, I agree with you, Freddie. Thankfully, they've gone back to the classics. I mean, some people will say they don't like the Vancouver above the logo. But, boy, that blue, white, and green looks pretty good with that hockey stick. And I don't think anybody will argue with you, even though, Freddie, there are people out there. You go to a game and you'll see the odd Tony Tanny shirt with the flying V.
Isn't that crazy? Well, it was so ridiculous. I guess now it would be like a novelty. But it's interesting. You know, that original C crest with the hockey stick, I love that. And when they wear those throwbacks, I just think they're marvelous. What I don't understand with the Canucks is why do their home jerseys have the Vancouver above? Is that like a whale, or what is that thing?
Oh, it's the, there used to be an organization called
right.
Orca Bay that used to own the Canucks, and that was their symbol. It's the sea with the orca whale on it. Because believe it or not, Freddie, unlike Lake Ontario, which just has the odd dead pig floating around, we do have some wildlife off our coast.
No, I know, but it just doesn't make sense to me because, Like, you take baseball, right? When you're at home, you have your nickname across your chest. When you're on the road, you have your city name across your chest. Vancouver, I don't understand. When they're at home, they wear their dark blues. It still says Vancouver. It should say Canucks.
Well, one word, Freddie. I'll go with this. Immigration. I don't know.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, we're letting so many people in here in Vancouver these days that people just need to be reminded where they are.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Or it might have something to do with our east side, but that's another story altogether.
Yes, I'm not going there, believe me. And then people might argue, well, what about the Toronto Maple Leafs? It says Toronto, but that's part of their actual logo that says Toronto. Vancouver, it's not part of the actual logo. So I just wish they'd go back to the original logo with those blue and green shirts. I mean, what was wrong with that?
Freddie, the thing is about the Leafs, though, is, as lots of people point out, the grammar is incorrect on the shirt.
Yeah, well, no, because, you know, I've been up this road before, too. Because if it's a nickname, you can do whatever you want. Like, I know, it should be the Toronto Maple Leafs. But the problem is, each guy is a Leaf, right?
Right.
And collectively, they're Leafs.
Okay.
As opposed to Leafs. You know, I agree, but again, a nickname, you can make it anything you want, Neil.
That's true. CanadianThinker.com by Freddie P. Before we let you go, Freddie, who's going to be the best Canadian hockey team this year?
Probably your Vancouver Canucks.
You think so?
Well, I don't see really who's going to unseat them. I mean, maybe Ottawa, but that's a disgusting thought. The Habs aren't even going to make the playoffs. Calgary is making a little bit of noise in this preseason. You know, same with Edmonton. In fact, probably Edmonton more so than Calgary. But I would say, as it sits, Vancouver, maybe Ottawa a close second.
Stanley Cup, though, this year?
Stanley Cup?
I mean, it's a little early, I know. It's a little early.
Right. The season will have started by the time we talk again. So this would be a good time, wouldn't it, Neil, for Stanley Cup?
Well, you know what? It starts next Thursday, is it?
Yeah. I think so.
So, okay, well, why don't we talk about this next Friday? We'll get your prediction.
All right, my boy. Although I think, yeah, okay, that's a good. Give me time to collect my thoughts because I want to say the Leafs, but then you would just laugh at me.
CanadianThinker.com by Freddie P. We like to check in with them every week. You can check in with them 365 24/7 at CanadianThinker.com. Last two words of yours, Freddie.
Loving you.